Good morning and welcome to day 17 of our daily Lenten videos here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott, and we're continuing on our theme, God's Story, Our Story. I hope you've been following along each day and reading your devotional for the day. Today's devotional is a healing story that Jesus performs, restoring the sight of a blind man. And actually, it's a second. Yesterday, we had a different healing story, and Jesus putting spit in a man's eyes and helping him see, and now we see a similar story today. What's interesting, I think, about today's story is that Jesus tells the man not to go into the town or into the village to let people know. And so seemingly, he wants the man just to go home and not to go out sharing and blaring this good news. I don't know about you, but when I have good news, sometimes it's hard not to share that with other people. But I got to be honest, sometimes when you do share it with other people, you can be disappointed by how they respond. What is good news to you may not be good news to them. What's good news to you may be about the team you root for doing well, which means another team lost. It may be that somebody you love and care for won an election, which means somebody else lost. It could be any sort of thing. One of the things I have found at times when somebody tells me good news, sometimes it's hard for me not to get jealous or think, well, why did that happen to them and didn't happen to me? Or, gosh, it must be nice to have those good things happen to you, and do they wonder if they ever happen to me? Is it easy to be happy for other folks? I'm standing in the narthex because this is a place here at Ascension where we gather, where we interact, where we intersect. We've got all these doors that bring us in from the outside. And as we interact and move across this space, we visit and we hear each other's stories. It was not long that I was standing not too far from this place, and one of our members shared with me that their grandson had just been accepted into medical school. How exciting was that? And it was easy to be excited with them and for their grandson. And but you know, there's plenty of other people whose grandkids aren't getting accepted into medical school. And how disappointing that must be for them. Even when I was hearing that story, we had good news that I wanted to share, that of stuff that had happened in my family. But I was attentive to just being present to hearing their good news and not saying, that's great. Well, did you know that we also had this? Because that isn't actually really joining them where they are. It's a matter of one-upmanship that's tempting to do for sure. And it helps us relate to one another. But sometimes just hearing and receiving somebody else's good news is the role I think we should play in a relationship. Hopefully you've received good news, at least occasionally. I mean, I think that practice can actually happen even with bad news. When I've been in conversations with folks who said, well, you think that's bad? Well, this happened to me. And all you were looking for was a little sympathy for what happened to you. Being in relationships is certainly a challenge, and maybe that isn't why Jesus told the man to go home. Maybe there was another reason for it. He didn't want his identity to be revealed in this village. But certainly, as I think about how we share good news and how good news is received, how I share and how I receive it, and how I respond, certainly makes me think. Anyway, I hope that's been thought-provoking for you today, as it has been for me, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for our next daily Lenten video. Have a great day.